Hello, everyone. Welcome to Thrive with Nancy. I am so pleased that you're listening. This podcast, as you know, is for you, an executive woman who wants more from your career, and it begins with trustworthiness. I am certain that there is a direct correlation between trusting yourself and your ability to trust others. I can't prove this through studies. Still, my vast experience with thousands of clients through the years tells me it deserves probing. When you research the topic, you unpack the fact that trust touches every area of a company, and most assuredly, its employees. Harvard Business Review confirms this. Workers in high-trust organizations experience, and listen to this, because you're going to want to own it, 74% lower stress levels, 106% more energy at work, 76% greater engagement, and 40% less burnout, along with 50% more productivity than their peers at low-trust businesses. To hammer this home, a global CEO survey by PwC considers lack of trust as a threat to their organization's growth. Whoa, that's a powerful statement. And yet, with all the verifying statistics demonstrating the criticality of trust, a trust barometer survey by Edelman determined that only 1 in 3 employees trust their employer. And that means a third of you spend most of your day in an environment and receive a paycheck from a company you don't trust. That's a lot of often irreversible emotional damage. No wonder 70% of employees today are disengaged to some extent. This statistic is where we weave ourselves back to the premise we're exploring in this podcast. What if, as I suspect, many of those non-trusting employees don't trust themselves, and that's at the heart of the issue? What if, because they judge themselves harshly, it leads to the same level of harsh judgment they consign to others? That means you can turn this equation around by building trust in yourself. Yes, I like working on concepts that you control, don't you? If I were to ask, are you trustworthy? What is your immediate gut response? The question isn't about looking good to your company. Let's be clear on that. It's about how you view yourself. When an executive is trustworthy in their eyes, they experience many benefits. But let's focus on 3 biggies. 1, you improve your leadership effectiveness. Employees are more likely to follow you and accept your decisions when you are a role model for trustworthiness. 2, you strengthen your network. Trust enhances communication, relationships, and collaboration, not to mention results. This level of trust enables business relationships where the work environment is often squirrely, as you know, to boost your network of supporters for a successful career. So trust is at the heart of relationship building. 3, you are given the benefit of the doubt. Consistent trustworthiness opens the door to the inner circles as your decision-making judgments and recommendations are more likely to be accepted. And that includes ideas you have about adding value to your own position. Overall, being trustworthy helps you stand out in your crowded, competitive office environment where many, many are vying for the same recognition as you are. Not bad, especially when it also brings you joy and confidence in yourself. Are you now ready to improve the trust you have in yourself? It begins with self-reflection, self-awareness, and consistent actions. Here are 8 steps you can take right now, so pull out your pen and paper. 1, it begins by being honest about your strengths, weaknesses, defining values, and what you want to achieve in your career. Embrace who you are and also be open for self-improvement. 2, consider setting achievement targets that will improve your trustworthiness and determine a buy-when for each of them, because without that in place, rarely are any of your goals achieved. As always, establish realistic missions and direction and then work consistently toward their achievements. Such a commitment will build your self-confidence. 3, you honor yourself when you keep your promises, as it builds trust in every area of your life and career. So concentrate on your deadlines and be accountable for your actions. You'll love the career boost this focus will have. 4, hey, and remember, you don't always get it right. Everyone makes errors that, yes, believe it or not, speed up your career progress. For these lessons to take root, you must treat yourself with kindness and compassion and a heart open for learning. One big hint is to listen to your self-talk. Is it supporting this attitude? If not, change it. 5, if you don't have a healthy work-life balance, it isn't easy to trust yourself. Prioritize your well-being as a number one priority. When you do so, you demonstrate self-respect and build confidence in your ability to handle anything that arises in your career. 6, I don't know about you, but I feel so much better about myself when I'm learning and growing instead of being stuck in my already knowing that got me where I am right now and can't get me any further. Don't you? If you haven't already done so, embrace a growth mindset. It's always time to pursue your personal and professional opportunities actively. And as with any habit, you're looking to groom consistency. It builds competency and confidence. 7, please always remember to celebrate all your wins. Often, you get so caught up in the needs of bettering yourself that you miss out on recognizing the progress you have already made. 8, last and certainly not least, surround yourself with supportive people who want you to achieve whatever your heart desires. Their support will bolster your self-confidence and ability to trust in yourself, making the journey of a trustworthy career far more enjoyable. Building trust in yourself is a journey, so don't give up. A life and a career are never satisfactorily completed in a nanosecond. It is a long, arduous, incredibly fulfilling experience you would never want to sleep through or miss. Did anything resonate with you that you intend to take on for yourself? I hope so. Trustworthiness is an important self-improvement aspect for everyone. Whether your intention is to build a career higher in the organization or you're satisfied right where you are today. For more women executive success insights, check out the free resources at my website, Thrive with Nancy. Here's what I know. If you don't interrupt your automatic business responses and way of being, the results you achieve rarely change in your career. Aren't you more than ready to respond and react differently and achieve way better outcomes? It's time for you to consider the Your Strategic Edge program. It is where you and I create a full-on partnership to better your professional career and have you achieving your aspirations at www.thrivewithnancy.com/executive/. No successful executive ever makes it to the top or even arrives at their next destination alone. I'm thrilled you've listened to the Thrive with Nancy podcast. My intention is to offer quick tips designed for you to apply right away, ones that will boost your career immediately. I bet you're already considering ways to implement these new ideas. Perfect. Now, if you do me a favor, pass the podcast link on to those who will benefit, your friends and coworkers. Thanks so much.